Good morning. Okay, I'll be back later to talk more extensively about research, but I want to sort of frame what you're going to be seeing in our innovation and discovery lab up here and sort of position your frame of mind as you look at these applications and demonstrations. First of all, as Ginny said, we're here in Ommaden, California, because this is certainly one of our largest research labs of the 12 around the world, but it is the sort of the capital, if you will, of data and big data. As Mark mentioned, we do everything in this laboratory from the highest level, most sophisticated analytics on petabytes and exabytes of data, all the way down through our software, our systems, and core memory technologies such as the spintronics that Mark is really excited about. It is the only place, not only in IBM, it is the only place in the world where this much technology, this far up and down the stack, is done. So again, we felt it was really worth your time to come here and really see it top to bottom. Again, there is no place else in the world you could see this. And by the way, we've never opened this laboratory up like we are opening it up today. So you're seeing more of this lab and this capability than anyone has ever seen. The point I would make as well, which was made earlier, is that this lab not only is the future of big data and analytics, it has a rich history. Every major technology in the data space was invented in this laboratory. The hard disk drive was invented in this laboratory. Relational databases, the core of DB2, the core of our big competitors such as Oracle, that core technology in relational databases was invented here. SQL technology, query language technology, GMR, every hard disk drive in your laptop has GMR technology in it. It was invented, by the way, at room temperature by Stuart Parkin, who's no longer working on hard disk drives. He's now working on next generation memory technologies. And what you'll see in my lab here is that they're all now working on the future of big data, enormous data like we have never seen before. And I like to, you know, repeatedly show this chart just to leave you with an impression that we are at the very beginning of this big data wave or tsunami that's coming at us. And most of our competitors, I think, are sort of looking at where we are and a little ways ahead. We're looking at that big wave. We're talking, you know, 10 with 23 zeros after it, 10 to the 23rd bits of data in the world in the next 18 to 24 months. That is orders of magnitude ahead of what many of our competitors are thinking about and working on. And so when I see, you know, competitors that are stuffing your commodity processors in a box and saying, we got a big data box, or putting X of something on the box and saying, we're a big data guy, I'm a sailor. That's like going to sea in a rowboat with that wave coming at you. So you need entirely different technology to do analytics on that massive wave that's coming. Now, what our competitors, I think, don't understand beyond the size of that wave is they don't understand that as, well, they'll understand now because I guess I'm broadcasting it, for every bit of raw data that's collected, that data is magnified as we operate on it. And think about this as you're in that discovery lab. One bit of data gets multiplied 10x as soon as you extract the first level of information out of it. Watson did that. We found that the metadata that was extracted from the volumes of material that Watson ingested was 10 times the raw data. As soon as you do first level domain linkage, in this case, healthcare, as you start to link air quality, environmental issues, or personal habits and eating behavior, as soon as you do that, the data goes up another order of magnitude. And you're going to see in some of these demos some very, very sophisticated contextual analytics. And so we get this contextual multiplier that for every bit of raw data, we're going to create a kilobit or 1,000 bits more data. So take that 10 to the 23rd wave and multiply it by another 1,000. Enormous, enormous amounts of data going forward. And as you're looking again at these demonstrations and these applications, think about the amount of data that's being handled behind the scene, behind that flat screen that you're going to be seeing. It's massive. Now, earlier this morning, we had a collection of a half a dozen demonstrations, which, you know, ranged everything from food safety, health predictions in Germany, through what I thought was really interesting, trying to take a Watson cognitive system and make it creative. We had a little fun with it and did it in terms of cooking, but creating new recipes from literally millions and millions of chemical formulas for food ingredients. This afternoon, I think we'll tell you which dish it is, but one of the dishes you'll be eating this afternoon was also created by Watson. Again, it's chemically okay to eat, but please enjoy it. But we have doctors on our staff. No, I'm just kidding. There's another half dozen that you're going to see right now, and we are asking you to really spend the 10 minutes or so at each of the stations, because you're going to see an unbelievable display of not just big data and analytics, but you're going to see multiple industries, from healthcare to mining to banking, you name it, at each of those stations. You're going to see contributions from all around the globe tackling big problems, and not just number crunching, but real value add for our clients. In most cases, my researchers are authorized to tell you one or two of the clients we're working with. That's the tip of the iceberg for literally dozens and in some cases hundreds of clients that we're working with around the world to bring value from that tsunami of data that they're dealing with. And then beyond the half a dozen displays in this innovation lab down here, we have some very select visits to deep hardware laboratories in the lab here. Some of these are absolutely amazing. One of these, if you get to see the flash storage lab, you're going to see for the first time the capability to put 1 petabyte of data in a one rack system. And it's not commodity stuffed in a sheet metal box like some of our competitors. It is a full computer in one rack. And not only is it a petabyte of data in a rack, you know, I had to laugh this morning. I was watching a TV commercial on CNBC, and some company was talking about 5,000 bits per second coming off a jet engine in terms of smart jet engines. 5,000 bits per second is nothing. This box will do 20 million IOPS, 20 million bits of information in and out of box per second. That's big data. That's the kind of technology we need for that tsunami, not 5 bits per second. So please enjoy the technology up here. Interact with the researchers. Have some fun with them. Challenge them. And I think you'll enjoy it.